The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. And if you're here with us, then you know where you're at and what you're doing. It is the National Intel Report, and on Tuesdays, we do a kind of special little broadcast here with Mr. Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster, one of the fellow talk show hosts on this network, one Robbie the Ridgeback Noel, and his website, ladies and gentlemen, is eaglesup.com. And he just happens to be the guy that rides shotgun on gold and silver. You know that insurance policy out there that you may or may not have heard of? Well, you're going to be hearing a lot more of it, because guess just what happened today? That's right. Gold is at an all-time high. Gee, I wonder why that's happening. At any rate, we'll get the skinny on that deal. By the way, while I got a minute here before I bring the gentleman up, Paul Craig Roberts, he wrote a letter to the American Free Press on the Mexican history. He said, Mexican history lesson, the problem with our youth these days is that they have not had the benefit of a good education. Our schools have been dumbed down and turned into factories for socialism and liberalism. Because of this, we no longer teach true history. As a product of an earlier educational system and as a major in history, I will set a few things straight. Mexico never owned the American Southwest. It was conquered by Spaniards, not Mexicans. At the time, Mexicans were Aztecs, and Aztecs were conquered by who? Oh, the conquistadors. What were they looking for? A little gold. And they were, by the way, European. Then the conquistadors moved north into Arizona, California, and New Mexico. The next Mexican incursion didn't happen until Pancho Villa crossed the border in raiding parties and was promptly chased back by the U.S. Army under General John Pershing. I was born and raised in California in an old Spanish mission, a little town called Los Angeles. As a native California, I had more claim to the land than any Mexican not born in California. If you think land should be returned to its original occupants, then we need to give the Southwest back to the Navajos, the Pimas, the Apaches, the Comanches, the Hopi, the Zuni, and the Anasazi, to name a few, and hundreds of tribes that lived in California. The Mexican government only controlled the American Southwest from 1821, when the Spanish withdrew, until 1846, when Spain granted Mexico independence. Even by today's fuzzy math, that's only 25 years. The U.S. paid Mexico $18.2 million for California by the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. So all this, we're taking our land back nonsense regarding Mexicans owning California or Arizona or New Mexico is nothing more than a bucket full of yesterday's doodah. And if you want to make an issue of taking land back, then the Indians of Mexico, who can trace their roots to the Aztecs and the Mayans, should immediately overthrow the corrupt government of Mexico City and throw the compañeros españoles out. We'll be right back to kick off this Tuesday edition of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. Robbie Noel, Bob Chapman, right after this break. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
By the way, I wanted to mention to folks, and I didn't make this offer before, on the Camp FEMA video, and that's got yours truly in it, I will send you out from the Department of Army, along with that purchase of the Camp FEMA DVD, I will send you out the slew of paperwork we have here on Department of Army letterhead about civilian inmate labor program. And I've got a crap load of documentation here. So when you watch the video and you're impressed by it and you go, gee, I hope this isn't true, well, we'll supply you with the paperwork that proves that it is true. And that is a wonderful tool to amaze your friends, your coworkers, and your neighbors that this isn't malarkey. This isn't some wild-eyed conspiracy theory. Mr. Robert Chapman, are you there, sir? Come in, Robert Chapman.
Coming in 10-4.
Hey, how you doing there, bud?
Pretty good.
Cool. And we have Mr. Noel.
How you doing?
Sounds like you're a million miles away.
Well, let me try and get closer.
Oh, well, that might help. How are you?
Great.
Good. Good.
Great day.
Yeah, well, and what's going on today, Robbie? Let's get the skinny on that one.
Well, you know, you can call it a coincidence. They're having hearings today on obviously market manipulation. You got the CFTC and and the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Controller of the Currency all giving testimony before Congress about what happened last Thursday. You've had mainstream media finally reporting on J.P. Morgan's silver short position. I think you're starting to see the unwind. I don't know. I could be wrong, but a lot of coincidences. We had gold finally breaking through its 2% limit. I think it's very significant.
Well, and gold right now is sitting at what, 1233? Isn't that $3 better than the high?
Yeah, it's at an all-time high. Silver's still the big winner on the day, but
yeah, that's sitting.
It's still pretty impressive that you got because we've had this 2% rule in with gold for a long time. Today it closed up 2.44%. Silver up 4.49%. So. I don't know. Maybe Bob wants to opine about whether this is just coincidence or have we finally broken the back of the J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs manipulation.
Coinky dink, Bob, or just a bone to throw off the hounds?
I believe that the breakdown in control began last December. And, of course, too, a year ago, we decoupled gold and silver from the dollar. And now people are just starting to realize that, whereas we're a year ahead of them. And the conspirators, and that's what they are, didn't expect somebody from within the industry to inform the CFTC of the criminal activity of J.P. Morgan Chase in the silver market. And the information was given to the CFTC, petrified. They didn't do anything with it. And that became a matter of record, and that's been floating around for the last month and a half. And so finally, mainline media is being forced to pick it up. The gold and silver prices, silver in particular, is about to break out to a new high. And J.P. Morgan Chase has desperately been trying to cover before they have to appear, either civilly or criminally. I rather doubt that a top member of the Illuminati is going to be hit with criminal charges by a bunch of scumbags at the Justice Department. So I think they will refer it back to the CFTC. They're stalling for time is what they're doing, so Morgan can cover their position. And they only covered 1,000 contracts last week.
Out of how
they're
many?
Still short 42.3% of all the silver contracts that are outstanding, and about 20% for HSBC. They can't cover, and this is going to explode. As far as gold is concerned, I can't remember the exact figure, but historically 308,000 net short contracts on COMEX. That figure now is somewhere around 285, and they keep on shorting, and they keep on getting buried. This breakout tomorrow will be a crucifixion. We'll run right to 1,300. And silver will break out, of course, as well. And there's no way they can stop it. Especially that the public, or at least the professionals, now have verification of what they suspected or knew was going on for years. And so, Morgan's in trouble. HSBC's in trouble because they're going to lose a lot of money. And the two of them are representing the United States government. And so the government's going to lose money, which means the taxpayers are going to get screwed.
Well, and
well, wait a minute. Let me finish.
Ahead. I'm sorry.
Over on the gold side, It is absolutely explosive. If they cover 50,000 contracts, taking them down to 230, It'll take gold right through 1300. Because you got buyers out there too, as well as short covers. The normal long-term net short position for the commercials on the COMEX is 95,000. And so the short position's got to get down to close to 100,000. So you get an additional 130,000 contracts that have to be covered. Well, people are buying like mad, especially out of Europe, because they know that this deal that was made is phony baloney, and I'll get into it later. And so, the physical market is exploding. I don't think 1300 will hold it. I think it's 1500 to 1650, maybe within 3 or 4 weeks. I might rest during the summer, might back and fill a bit. By the end of the year, if that happens, we're looking at 2,500. And so they're trapped. They finally have gone too far. They, being the people who control the United States government and other governments, now they have a whole new set of problems. And that's over in Europe, and we'll go into that when you want to.
All right. I'll tell you what, there was somebody that wanted to get in on the top of the program. Usually everybody waits until the last hour. If you're listening to the program today, please do not do that, because it's easier for us to field the phone calls as we go along, because if you call into the well into the second hour to talk about something that Bob spoke about this hour, or Robbie or myself, it just makes it for a better fluid situation. So let me bring up Mark here from Texas. Hello, Mark.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hi.
Well, the move in gold today and all everything that surrounds it is finally put to rest. The old tried and true phrase, cash is king.
Well, money is king, but not the stuff that they call money.
We will not hear that phrase ever again. Guys, when I turn into y'all, you know, you can turn on the TV and you can hear experts on terrorism, mm-hmm. Islamofascism, communism, mm-hmm. You name it. There's always an expert. You guys are the experts on financialism. And that's what's taken down this whole world is financialism. It's not Buddhism. It's not Mormonism. It's not even Judaism. It's God darn flippant unabashed financialism. We got to add another ism to the mix.
Well, and the issue that people have is who are the Rothschilds and who are the money masters out there, and they were predominantly Jewish. I can remember years ago, Mark, talking to an attorney, and I later found out that he happened to be Jewish during the course of the conversation. I was talking about the Federal Reserve and the funny money system. He goes, "Oh, you're one of those anti-Semitic people."
Yep.
I went, "What's that got to do with fiat money systems?" And he says, "Well, you people always say that the Jews own it." And I said, "Yeah, that's true, but so what? I don't care if it's a Roman Catholic, a Jew, a Serbian, Chinese, Indian. I don't care what it is.
I don't care if it's the Osmonds, for Christ's sake. You're the Mormons. I don't care if the Osmonds are running this thing.
Somebody are they still alive?
Well, Marie, hey, Marie's out there. She lost a lot of weight.
Too.
Yeah, and she's looking real skinny and good. And yeah, they're still there. They're still alive.
But there's one cartel that's oblivious to capitalism. In order for you to have capitalism, ain't you supposed to have capital? Ain't that like a prerequisite?
Well, but here's the problem, Mark. I even have with that capitalism versus communism. Capitalism is under the tutelage of the international financial wizards, along with the member banks inside the United States. That's capitalism. When we talk about the terms inside the United States and what our modus operandi is, it's free market. So this was set up as the dichotomy between, ooh, the communist and the capitalist, and we're in pitch battle here. No, we're free market people. We have a constitution. We know what the score is, and we're keeping score.
You can have a free market, and it should exist, and it could exist, but you can't have a certain sector of the free market capitalist society that doesn't have to retain capital.
Well,
that's where we run into problem. In other words, you can't have a certain sector.
Yeah, Mark, hang on a second. We got a break. You can hear the music.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
You a tad bit of history, Mark, and remember Senator Joe McCarthy. Now, this is the guy that had the hearings back in the 50s. He was going after communists. Well, he went after Hollywood as well, and there were blacklists, and, well, he was later besmirched, and, the new era of McCarthyism. Now, this is what Senator Joe McCarthy had said 6 months before his mouth was closed forever. And he was talking about George Washington's surrender and the confessions of General Cornwallis to General Washington at Yorktown. Now, keep in mind that General Cornwallis really didn't surrender, did he? Jonathan Williams recorded in his Legions of Satan in 1781 that Cornwallis revealed to Washington that a holy war will now begin on America. And when it is ended, America will be supposedly the citadel of freedom, but her millions will be unknowingly loyal subjects of the crown. Cornwallis went on to explain what would seem to be self-contradiction. He said to Washington, "Your churches will be used to teach the Jewish religion, and in less than 200 years, the whole nation will be working for divine world government. That government that they believe to be divine will be of the British Empire. All religions will be permeated with Judaism, even without being noticed by the masses. And they will all be under the invisible, all-seeing eye of the grand architect of Freemasonry." And indeed, George Washington himself was a Mason, and he gave back through the false religion what he had won with his army. And later on, Washington decried Masonic anything. Now, Cornwallis well knew that his military defeat was only the beginning of the world catastrophe that would be universal, and that that unrest would continue until mind control could be accomplished through a false religion. Remember, 1781, this is before television, radio, and all that stuff. Now, what he predicted has come to pass. A brief sketch of the American religious history, and we have seen Masonry infused into every church in America with their veiled phallic religion. Darby and the Plymouth Brethren brought a Jewish Christianity to America. Masons Rutherford and Russell started Jehovah's Witnesses. Judaism, which is now worldwide with their message of divine kingdom. Mason Joseph Smith started Mormon Judaism with its Jewish teachings of millennialism. At the turn of the 20th century, there appeared the Scofield Bible with a Jewish interpretation of the prophecies, with wide use of the helpful aid. All American churches have silently become synagogues themselves. We now have Baptist Jews, Methodist Jews, Church of God Jews, apostate Catholic Jews, and many Protestant Jews throughout America. We are aliens in our own country because of false religion. All are paying for divine deliverance into that divine government which Cornwallis knew to be the British Empire. A false religion has been used to deceive us into allegiance to our enemies of Yorktown and Bunker Hill. Not a gun has been fired, but the invisible and malignant process of conquering America with a Jewish religion has gone unabated. The Union Jack has been planted in our hearts with a religious deception. All has happened legally, constitutionally, freely, and completely within our most sacred trust, our churches. Religious deception is painless inoculation against truth. It cannot be removed from the conscience with surgery, yet it is the motivator of our actions and directly controls our lives. The veil of false religion is the sword of Damocles, and its power to control humanity defies even the imaginations of tyrants who use it. Now, he signs off by saying simply this. This is not to say that George Washington was a traitor willingly or knowingly. He was beguiled into a satanic religious order that insidiously controls men's minds. So have American statesmen and military leaders down through the years given aid and allegiance to the enemies of the United States because they did not have knowledge of the invisible subterfuge that stalks this land. My eyes were opened the day my colleague from Ohio handed me Wagner's Freemasonry and Interpretation. If every American would read it, they would no longer ask why and how this has happened. And that was Senator Joe McCarthy. And this is, by the way, this has been well hidden by historians. The only time that you hear Joseph McCarthy mentioned today, oh, it's McCarthyism and how whacked out that guy really was.
Lindbergh was hidden. McFadden was hidden.
Yep.
They're out there.
Yep.
If you just got the, you know, the want to go looking,
well,
it's there to find.
Well, and here's the thing. History is written by those who would hang heroes. And history, wait a minute, history just happened. Oh, wait another second. See, history just happened again.
History is a fable that's usually agreed upon, and it's always written by the winners.
There you go, brother. All right, hey.
One more thing.
Oh, quickly.
Financialism is what we got to call this. Financialism, once it fails, which it's going to on purpose, it always leads to militarianism.
Well,
God bless you. We'll see you later.
Okay, man. Thanks for the call. We got a ton of callers, guys. We're coming up on the break here. Let's sneak Joe in from New Jersey. Hello, Joe in Jersey.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Hi.
I wanted to ask Bob and Robbie. I know they've touched on this subject before. J.P. Morgan and Goldman. What's the rift? I mean, they seem to be being investigated. It looks like there's a rift at the top over there. You know, like someone's like they're against each other, or maybe they're two, you know, big banks and. You figure they'd be together. Looks like they'd both be investigated. One's got to go, right? Is that the problem?
Not at all.
No?
They both get caught with their hands in the cookie jar, and they can't avoid the exposure of what they've done. There's no dichotomous nature between the two firms, both of which are run by the Illuminati and have been for many, many years. And there's not going to be any criminal action against them. There's going to be civil action, and the shareholders will get to pay for it.
All right, Joe, hang on a second. Mike, Jim, Lee, and others will get to all of your calls. We'll roll them in order right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
If you've ever used Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella for birth control, you must listen to this important notice. The FDA says these drugs may cause serious heart and health problems. If you or a loved one took Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella and developed any complications, these pills may be to blame. Call Phillips National Injury Group to protect your rights. If you suspect these drugs may have caused a serious injury, this announcement is for you and your family. Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella may cause deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary heart attack, stroke, or even death. If so, you or your family may be entitled to significant compensation.
For legal help with the effects of Yaz, Yasmin, and Ocella, call the Phillips National Injury Group at 800-358-8063. That's 800-358-8063. Injured by Yaz, Yasmin, and Ocella, call 800-358-8063. Attorney responsible for this advertisement is Phillips National Injury Group with offices at 20 East Thomas Road, Suite 2600, 26th floor, Phoenix, Arizona, 85012. Admitted in Arizona and California. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, cases of this type may be referred to local counsel for principal responsibility. This is an advertisement and a paid announcer.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
By the way, Joe, hang on here a second. Gentlemen, there's been some developments here with the network. No, we're not under siege. No, we're going through a little expansion here. We're starting to pick up AM and FM radio stations and the mechanism. And thank you, Mr. Rawmaker, for coming on scene. Here's a guy that has bought and sold 40 AM and FMs and 10 TV stations. Here's a guy that understands the AM and FM market. I know network. He knows AM and FM. He doesn't know anything about network, and I know a little bit about AM and FM, but I'm on a learning curve. But at any rate, there are 8 stations on the block right now that we'll be bringing on board, and every month, minimally, we'll be adding 6 radio stations to this network. So there is a good chance in any town USA out there, before all's said and done, you'll be able to hear this radio programming, because if America's ready for it or not, they'd better be, because you can handle the truth. Joe in Jersey, did you have something else?
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to tell Bob I was watching the Money Channel on TV there, and Gartman was just on, and he said that now, you know, he's always been long gold. So, I just wanted to mention
Gartman couldn't tell the truth if it jumped up and strangled him.
I know, I remember.
I'll tell you about Gartman. If he says go long, go short.
I know, he's very long right now, so it kind of worries me, you know.
It just worries me, too.
Yeah, so I guess maybe there'll be a little correction or something. Well,
maybe
good
they'll
to
give
gentlemen.
Us a break and be right once for and once in a while.
Well, yeah, I know one out of like 100, right? Wouldn't be bad.
Well, and I'm going to tell you something, guys. It's always been my dream and my fantasy and my secret wish that Bob, and I know you this. I know you know this to be true because you've done a lot of different radio programs. You've done television. They don't really want to touch you anymore because you've been too damn consistent in your message. You just happen to tell the truth, and your prognostications is not based on wishful thinking or an agenda. You're not out there picking and selling anything short or long or stocks or whatever. You're just there to let the people know through your vast experience here with the financial markets exactly what's going to happen. And I cannot wait for the day that to tune in to Bloomberg Television or MSNBC's whatever, it's not going to matter. The smart people are going to be showing up here to find out what's going on. We're going to turn the tables on them, guys. I'm tired of doing this. We've been doing it small league. It's time to go big league and start smacking them out of the park. Thanks, Joe. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Bob, let me clear these calls out, and then I want to get into the issue here of our our Fed Reserve opening up a credit line to Europe. They have not opened up the credit line to the people here in the United States, but hey, we can give billions to the Europeans because, well, we can. Mike in Ohio. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John, you just stole my question almost.
Which is?
I was wondering how in the world, and maybe Bob can explain to me, or somebody, anybody, how we can afford to open up a credit line to other countries, but we can't afford to open up any credit to our own citizens. Now, today, some woman called me and wanted to know about the rate I'm paying on my house and all that, so I thought I'd go along with it. And so then she called to find out the value of my house. And three years ago, it was valued at $170,000 by a guy that comes out and does that. And she told me, well, we're sorry, it's only worth $122,000 now. What? I lost $50,000 of value in just maybe 4 or 5 years?
It's the new norm. Your house is just trying to find a new spot in the marketplace. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And, John, I called and ordered that Camp FEMA.
Yes.
And they didn't have a clue about anything about paperwork.
Well, and I just talked to my wife. She says, why don't you tell me this stuff? And I said, I usually do.
Okay. Yeah, and I got a question for Bob.
Okay.
Bob, I'm wondering, do you know anything about a fellow, his last name is Green, I just had his name in my mind, used to be one of the Illuminati, I guess, or work with them, used to break companies for them.
Robbie, quit banging so hard on your keypad there.
I'm answering a question.
Oh, okay.
I'm multitasking.
I hear you. Okay, go ahead and repeat that for Bob. Mike?
George Green is the guy's name. Now, supposedly, the way he tells it, he used to work with the Illuminati and go in and break companies. You know, to crash them out, basically.
All right, did you,
and Bob, his name was Green?
Yeah.
Yeah, his name was George Green.
Don't know him.
All right.
Well,
I never heard of him. There was another guy that used to do that, and his name escapes me. Back in the 60s and 70s, but it wasn't Green. I know that.
Oh,
all right.
The way this fellow tells it is that they already feel that they. Why aren't they saying anything to him about him, what he's doing? And he says it's because they already feel that they got it in the bag already. You know that it don't matter what anybody says.
Well, yeah.
Because they already won.
Who won what, Mike?
That the Illuminati's already got us back.
Really? Tell them to throw up throw open their windows in their mansions and take a look out the window. They haven't won. As a matter of fact, they're on very tenuous ground right now, and the opposition is building worldwide. And when we say the Illuminist, Bob, let's be clear about this. Who are the Illuminist, and what do they control, and what have they been using to maintain worldwide control? Who are these people?
Do you have 3, 4, 5 hours?
Give me the short Bob Chapman elucidated version.
Well, the overriding and overlording control of Illuminism has been historically with the royal houses of Europe, and that goes back 1,000 years.
Okay.
And they're still in control. And, of course, along the way, other people have joined them, such as the Rothschilds and others. And they have Freemasonry, which they have used through the centuries to their advantage. And they have organizations, many of which you know, the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderberger Group and the Royal Institute and the Group of 30 and 300, and you name it, they got it. And that's how they control.
Well, and they've set up other little country clubs, the Trilaterals, the Bilderbergs, and the CFR. Now, the bad fire-breathing boys on the block, from what I understand, there's been a little power shifting going around. It's actually the Trilats that are now basically in control and running and orchestrating the business. Is that what you have? Bob?
I couldn't hear you.
Kick his return up or do whatever you got to do.
Kick it, baby.
Yeah. Trilateralists, Bilderbergs, and Council on Foreign Relations. Now, these are the country clubs that have been set up. The meetings aren't there to the general public. These are the power brokers of the world in the financial, industrial, throw everything but the kitchen sink in there. What I'm hearing right now is the Trilats are basically running the three-ring circus. Is that what you have as well?
And I would say that's true. And did you notice that the Trilateral Commission meeting was just held? I think it was in Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that very shortly that group is rolling over to Spain to be at the Bilderberger meeting.
Isn't that amazing? By the way, an off-air caller asked the question, can you please mention what you're reading and where could someone read that as well? Go to thethirdgreatawakening.org/Washington's%20surrender. And you can go read it for yourself, make copies, and pass it around. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Jim in Florida. Hello, Jim.
And how are we doing today?
Hi.
Good. I got first off, make one of those stations you're going to expand, make it down here in Fort Myers, Florida. We need a good station down here.
Yeah, I know. You got Jerry Hughes down there someplace, but Jerry still sticks with politics, and he's gotten old and scary in his old age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The reason I really called, I heard Bob on the Power Hour, and he sort of gave a timeline on what is going to occur in the future, and he ended up saying we're gonna end up in serious deflation. I understand inflation, but I don't really have a grasp of deflation. I was wondering if Bob could give us a definitive explanation, the nuts and bolts, how deflation works, what's going to cause it,
okay. And
what the results will be.
All right, Jim, hang on a second. Let him tackle that. I'm going to bring you down. If you have any follow-up questions for clarification, we'll have Mr. Chapman explain it. Hit it, Bob.
I forgot what the question was.
Question is about inflation versus...
I'm just kidding you.
Oh, I'm
We're watching deflation right now, and have been for 7 years. And it has been mostly in the area of real estate. And that has been offset by money and credit, which was created to create enough inflation to offset the deflation. Now, what's going on now is the inflation that's been in the pipeline to combat deflation is growing much larger than the creators would like it to. And we're going to have higher inflation this year, and we're going to have, I think, hyperinflation. And that might really be sealed with this episode of $1 trillion and maybe even more behind it that's being done in Europe. They'll have inflation, and they may export some of it to us, too. And so the inflation-deflation battle has been going on concurrently. And we will reach a time when they won't be able to inflate anymore. And it's just like a balloon. It'll fizz out, and inflation will die very quickly. And deflation, which is the devaluation of things, businesses, plant and equipment, real estate, anything that has value. And historically, the only thing that has ever been able to combat and hold its value or even increase in value in the face of either inflation or deflation is gold. Now, during the 1930s, it doubled. Right now, gold should be selling at over $7,000 an ounce, but we had our government and others suppress the price since 1988. And so the battle will go on. The battle will be lost eventually by inflation, a year and a half, 2 years down the line, maybe longer. It's hard to time these things. I mean, who could have timed the jump up like a jack-in-the-box Greek problem? And so that's where we're headed. Inflation up, inflation down. And when it goes down, deflation will take over. And that's the way they get it planned. The problem is programs like this, talk radio, and the Internet are wreaking havoc. And that's why John's putting on more stations, because this is the time to really ram it to them, because they're losing control. Well, and we're going to take it away from them.
Well, and the real problem that we have here in America, and it's true, you know, what do we have today as far as government, both federal and state, goes? Well, we've got the government we deserve, and a lot of people will argue with that. Well, don't, because we have not been vigilant. We have not been steadfastly pushing back when we see the arrogance and the criminality, and it comes down to the informed electorate that ultimately makes the decision to pick the guy that's going to go run the circus. Man, it's turned into a circus because they've thrown out the Constitution with the baby in the bathwater. Do you realize? I mean, folks, it's this simple. If they would have followed the Constitution, if they would have followed it on the issue of coinage and money and weights and all that other stuff and not had a private corporation running our country, the Greeks wouldn't be in trouble right now. The Europe would not be in trouble. The United States would not be in trouble. It is the money masters and what they have done to gain control over the economies of the world. It is that simple. That there, my friends, is the New World Order. By the way, Jim, I don't know if putting a radio station in Fort Myers, Florida will help. I've walked the beaches and the streets down there. I've talked to the business people. I've talked to the residents. They're as dumb as boxes of rocks.
You got that right. But
man,
there's a growing, right now, there's a growing Tea Party. There's a couple of thousand members in a Tea Party group down here. Basically, Bonita Springs and Naples, but there's quite a few up in Fort Myers, and they're starting a network.
Well, I'll tell you what. One of these days, I'm going to find a curator for the Winter Estate for Edison and Ford down there. I'm sure you're well aware of that. That's one of my favorite places when I get down to Fort Myers, by the way. One of these days, I'll be doing radio programming because Edison was one of my heroes, along with Harvey Firestone, Burroughs, and let me see, who else was in on that mix? There was a core of them that knew exactly the control that had been put in place with the Federal Reserve Banking Act of 1913.
Yeah, that's Ford was with him.
Yeah, but, and I'll tell you what, that's why Ford to this day is besmirched and called an anti-Semitic and kind of shied away from. He wasn't anti-Semitic. He just called it the way he saw it. He saw the worldwide banking system coming together, and he knew what their aim was. So Henry Ford is now a bad guy. Yeah. This isn't ironic.
Okay.
The only people that didn't go hat in hand and weren't falling apart, one of the last remaining auto manufacturers in this country, didn't need any of the government's bailout money. Gee,
one more quick question.
All right, well, hang on 1 second here. We'll take the break. When we come back, we'll pick up whatever we've got from Jim here, and then Robbie's going to give you, and I hope you're paying attention out there, folks, the Bob Chapman steal of the day. We'll be right back.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, we are back. Robbie, the Bob Chapman steal of the day.
Well, it's starting to become what's available again. As you can imagine, European gold is now in great demand in Europe. A lot of German coin stores are out of product. As you can imagine, people are scrambling over there to convert whatever euros they have as fast as possible. because it's pretty evident that the euro is, it's on death watch. So we have some brilliant uncirculated French roosters. We have a very limited amount of these, don't have many. I think in total we have maybe 150 of them. $275 a piece. If you order 20 or more, which will run you $5,500, qualify you for a free-year subscription to the International Forecaster and a fine ceramic mug courtesy of RBN.
Now, these French roosters, still $275 a piece, that's not bad. So 20 of them, $5,500, folks, and there's no hidden charges or anything else.
And minted between 1899 and 1914.
There you go. No hidden charges here. That includes shipping everything right to your door. If you're paying attention, gold has hit an all-time high. We've already talked about the shorts that are out there. Their shorts are going to be down around their ankles here soon. Gold and silver will be making significant upward trends.
Gold hit a high in every currency you can name.
Yeah.
There isn't a single currency today that gold didn't breach new highs.
Well, and as Bob explained it, the cat's out of the bag now, and you're only going to see gold and silver go through the roof. So if you think you couldn't afford it today, I guarantee you, you're not going to be able to afford it next month or next year.
I'll make a prediction.
Go ahead.
If things continue the way they are going, within the next 3 months, finding gold and silver will be a very tough task.
So when you need it the most and it starts to escalate in the price, the demand rises and the supply dries up.
There's not a lot of gold out there. I mean, people seem to think that there's a lot of this stuff out there. We haven't seen a gold run or a silver run of any magnitude. And people seem to forget that, for the last 2 years, we've gone through periods where we can't get product.
And what is that toll-free number they need to call in order to get their insurance policy from you, Mr. Noel?
800-691-7898.
All righty. And Jim, you had a follow-up there?
Yeah, I understand that deflation is basically the devaluation of things like homes, land, that type of thing. Now, if and when this occurs, it won't be just America. It will be, I assume, the entire world. And if it does occur, will this affect your favorite people, the Illuminati and company? I'll hang up and listen to them.
All right. I'll tell you what, Bob, hang on to that answer. We'll cover that after the top of the hour break. By the way, callers, when you call in to the program, I'm making a list and checking it twice. I'm trying to find out who's been naughty and then hanging up. And I'll tell you something, you continue to do that, we will not accept your calls any longer. Once you go in queue, we're going to get to your calls. If you've got something that's hellacious important to go and do, well, then you shouldn't have called in the first place. It just makes it a little bit harder to do the program. So we're watching. We'll take the top of the hour break here. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up right after this. Introducing the new